I've only been on for 2 years, and actually it's gone by so fast that I said, I'm not up for re-election because I've only been on for a year. I've been having so much fun. We've got a lot of projects going on right now that I'd like to stay on the board for. One of them is we're planning, of course, the totem pole raising, more than one pole. And then we've got other things that we're working on, like a new A&G hall. You know, we're buying property to build a new cultural center, also another education campus. I'm retired from Head Start, but after all these years of working with children, they're still on my front burner to get like an education campus going for them with early childhood, daycare, and Head Start.
What would you say your one or two of your primary goals are for this next two-year term?
For the next 2 years, those projects that are renamed are my goals, but I'm mostly there because I want to hear what the community needs, you know, and see what I can do to help get it. So I'm there for the people, and I do have people coming to me saying things like, we need this or we need that, so I just see what I can do to help the people in the community. That's what I'm there for.
Can you say what makes you a good fit to be on the council again?
I have a lot of connections, a lot of resources. My education background, just my social connections are mostly what they are about. When I traveled to D.C., you know, I was able to talk with our legislators, and it was just like, I knew, you know, I know Lisa from Wrangell, and so I have that connection in D.C. And it's all about networking, meeting people, keeping in touch with the different things that we're doing. Like, one of my priorities is cleaning up that beach where the landslide was. And I met a bunch of people from FEMA, and just keeping those conversations going and getting the work done. I love it when there's projects that need to be done. I like the challenge of getting them done and all the volunteering and all of the teamwork that it takes. If we have a board that doesn't get along, nothing gets done.
Is there anything else you want to add to this?
Well, just that my motto has always been, even when I was in Head Start, is like, we are working for our future generation. And this morning I was talking to my granddaughters and I was telling them that, you know, grandma's a leader and that I'm leading the way for people like you guys. When you get bigger, that you can be leaders too, you know, and I think it's just something that is like born in you. You're naturally a born leader.